When we say yoga, what it is? Yoga means it's a tool to experience your ultimate nature. How can we approach our ultimate nature? If you want to make any journey from here to somewhere, right now, either you want to go to Hussain Sagar or to the moon, whatever your destination, you can start your journey only from the seat in which you're sitting right now. Is that true? Yes? If you try to start your journey from the next street, you will end your whole life in hallucination. Yes? Nonsensical imagination. Now the reason why people are not progressing within themselves, see, look at yourself and see. Scientists say human beings have been on this planet for 20 million years or something, whatever number of years. 20 million years of experience of living on this planet, still we don't know how to live. 20 million years of experience is a huge experience, isn't it? But still, you are getting angry the way caveman was getting angry. Are you getting angry in some high-tech way? Just the way the caveman was getting angry, you're still getting angry the same way. Anger, such a simple emotion. Such a simple emotion, but people have not found a way beyond it. Still, nothing has happened. As far as the human being is concerned, still a caveman. Only external situations we have altered, isn't it? So yoga is a method or a technology to move to the ultimate possibility within you. So from where can you move? How can you start? You can only start from where you are. When I say where you are, experientially where are you right now? Experientially what are you? You are body, to some part of you is body, isn't it? Another part of you is mind, this thought process. Another part of you is emotion. If these three things have to function, you can understand there must be some kind of energy. So these are the only four ways you can approach it. Either through the body, or through your mind, or through the emotion, or through your energies. If you employ your intelligence and make an attempt to reach ultimate nature, we call this Jnana Yoga. If you employ your emotion and try to reach your ultimate nature, we call this Bhakti Yoga. If you employ your physical body or action to reach your ultimate nature, we call this Karma Yoga. If you employ your energies or transform your energies to reach your ultimate nature, we call this Kriya Yoga. These are the only four possibilities you have in your life. Jnana, Karma, Bhakti, Kriya. What this means is head, heart, hands, energy. Is there anybody here who is only one big head, no heart, no hands, no energy? Or one big heart, not the other things, anything like this? You are a combination of these four things. Now, unless a right combination of these four yogas are done, it will not work for you. Now, I give one kind of yoga to this person, if I give the same yoga to that person, it will not work. Because each individual is a unique combination of these four dimensions. In one person the intelligence may be dominant, in another person emotion may be dominant, in another person body is dominant, in another person energy is dominant. Accordingly, a right concoction has to be mixed. Why traditionally, so much in these traditions, why so much emphasis, so much importance has been laid upon the guru is simply because of this. So that he mixes the right concoction for you.